Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out.
We are back for the bathroom break. This is Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast. I'm here with the legendary Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials. And if anybody gives us a bad review because of audio, because I'm traveling right now, then you stink. I don't like haters. We're going to talk today about landing pages, but haters are losers. Daniel, do you like haters?
I love haters. I love them so much. Keep hating. But I do want to ask you, I know you're sick right now. What do you do when you get sick? What is like your first step?
First step is that everybody in my household avoids me. They want nothing to do with me. They think I'm disgusting. And I don't really get a lot of like TLC. It's like nobody like brings me anything. Nobody's like, are you okay? They just go, get the hell away from me. That's kind of the vibe. But you told me the other day something at Starbucks, which I didn't know, which is like the carpet ball or something that you can order.
Medicine ball. Sick. It's so good. Medicine ball. Do it. Go get it now.
I got to go get that. Yeah. I'm a little scared, but I'm going to get it. All right. Let's jump into the real deal here. We're talking about landing pages, destination pages, a page where you take people to after they click on your search ad, your social post, your email, and people are epically screwing it up about how to get those conversions. There are little things that you can do. And so we want to rip through, like, how do you make sure your landing page doesn't completely suck? And you shouldn't have an abandon rate of 90%. That's weird. So we're going to go through here some things that you could do. So Daniel, what's on your mind?
The number one thing I see that people should test is instead of doing just a generic CTA, like sign up now, be more personalized, like saying, get this free trial or dive into this the community, be more action based instead of just being so specific. Cause everybody you could see is sign up and, or get a demo. Tell the people what they're going to get quickly so they know. I see this working way better than just a basic call to action.
Yeah, and one of the things I think that people don't do enough of on their destination page, their landing page, is heavy social proof. This is the closing argument. This is the moment where the person's going to decide, okay, I'm going to buy the thing, subscribe to the thing, download the thing, register for the thing. So what you want to think about is you want to have logos of companies that you work with or companies that have attended your stuff in the past. You want to have like a bunch of logos on there or you want to have a hero testimonial right near that submission button that says, this was the best webinar I ever attended, or these socks changed my life. One testimonial, right near that conversion button, that submission button, because that is your closing argument. And if you're not doing that, the person's going to be like, you know what? Forget it.
Another thing I see a big mistake marketers make is adding a nav bar on their landing page. Your goal is to get people to convert on that page. Don't give them options to go other places. It confuses the person. Just have your form or that destination you want them to go. Adding a nav bar is a way to get people confused and they start saying, oh, I want to go check out this. We're going to check out. The point of a landing page is to take someone through a journey, not get them to start doing a million different things on your page.
Yeah. And you know, speaking of confused, one of the things that I think people sleep on is the importance of your primary image. Let's say you're sending out an email and you're promoting whatever, and you have a hero image in that email or in the social post or whatever. When they get to that landing page, the person decides to click, they get to the landing page. You want to repeat that same primary hero image that you have in that originating piece of marketing, because we're like a simple-minded species. When we get to that destination page, we're like, oh, this is what I just clicked on. Great, I'm going to convert. A lot of times you have a totally different look and feel. You don't have that same hero image and the person bails and you don't know why, but in their subconscious, they're not able to connect the action they just took and the thing that they want to do. So it may not be the most fun thing to have the same imagery, but it does allow the person to connect in their minds. And we see when you have the same primary image, your conversion rates on that destination page go up significantly.
That's a great point. I think what a big mistake people make that I see is not unifying the path. So the ad or whatever needs to be exactly the same. I see a lot of people promoting a product on a ad, and then you get to the landing page and it's a different product. They click because they saw that ad or they saw that product. So make sure that the ad connects to the landing page, connects to that email, to connects to the welcome page. Everything needs to flow. Otherwise, people are going to click and say, wait, I didn't mean to click here. And you'll get a higher abandonment rate if it's not a connected flow.
You know, and building on that, you always talk about negative signal, that you could do things out there that you don't even realize are turning people off for the long term. And one of them is there's a really long tail to certain marketing channels. Let's use email, for example. You send an email promoting something, could be a sale, a webinar invite, whatever. And then that offer ends, like that webinar is over, the sale ends, whatever. But that email is still living in that person's inbox. And believe it or not, if you go back to your tracking, you'll see there's a really long tail to a lot of click-throughs. And someone might click on that 90 days after your offer expires. And what we see in all the data that we look at is the lifetime value of somebody that clicks on an email after the offer expires is actually higher than the lifetime value of that customer, of someone who reacts instantly to when they get that offer, because they're very intentional about clicking through after the fact. They've gone back to the email. So you want to make sure that your destination page, your landing page, has content, has information, has stuff for those long tail clicks. And it's not just, when I talk about negative signal, sorry, you missed the webinar. Sorry, the sale's over. And that's it. That's when you turn people off forever.
And one thing I'll add on is you spoke about a word that people mistake offer is offer. Signing up for a demo is not an offer. When you're doing ads or landing pages, you need to have an offer that's compelling to that person. What you do, where there's a no risk free trial if you do this, it's 20% off if you do this. It needs to be an offer. You get a $25, $100 gift card if you do this. You need an offer. Signing up for a demo off a landing page is not an offer. And the offer needs to be clear on both the ad and that. That people always testing CTAs, they're testing images, but they don't ever test the offer. So make sure you might have a screwed up offer. And that's why people aren't converting on your landing page.
You know, in general, you can't accept a 90% abandon rate. Abandon rate is people click through. You get 100 people that click on whatever it is that you have out there. They go to the destination page, landing page, and then you have a 90% of those people leave. They don't ever convert on the thing, right? That's weird. They were all interested like split seconds ago, and now they're 90% of them are no longer interested. No. What's happening is you're doing something to turn those people off on that page. And that's why these little things add up to a lot of change. So Daniel, do you have any other secrets for me, like how to get over a bad cold? Because I feel like somebody told me to wrap onions, I'm not kidding, on my feet and put socks on and have onions in my socks, which I'm definitely not doing. Are there any other, you know, Daniel secrets to getting over colds?
No, I'm a big, I have only three things I do. I always like go to the closest pharmacy store and get like one of those small humidifiers to just make sure it moistens up. I do the medicine ball, or do a hack, which I learned when I was on a trip somewhere, that if you just get hot water, lemon and honey, just do that. It magically does something to you. So every time I would order or try to get lemons and honey in my house when I'm sick, and then showering like four times a day.
No, I won't shower. No showering. I cut that out. Like I do once a month.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, whatever. I mean, you know, you got to build up your life, whatever. Well, we've covered a lot here. This has been amazing. Any other parting words, Dan?
No. Let's everybody wish Jay to feel better in his comments or in his DMs on LinkedIn, because he's suffering with this cold, and he still did the podcast. So thank you,
Jay. That's right. Right. And if anyone gets a bad review because of the audio, then you're a horrible person. But yeah, connect with us on LinkedIn. We don't say that very often, but we'd love to hear from you on LinkedIn. Connect with us on LinkedIn. We're actually on there way too much. I know I am. But I'd love to connect with you all, and we'll see you at the next one.
Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing, and I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Mark and Millennials podcast, but also tune into the series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.